Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I'll bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Wednesdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can follow everything about high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. Wednesdays on the Huge Show are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It's hour number three on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show we're heard on 19 incredible radio stations. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. Superfly, did you post the Mark Yule interview about the new mask rules for spectators and fans? An hour ago, you're saying, God, you've got to get over the 55 you shot on the back nine this morning in our bi-weekly, and I mean that every other week, just for explanation purposes. Are you guys in a bye league? No, it's bi-weekly. We just play golf 18 holes. And Superfly had a 44 in the front, and I think he thought he could beat me, and then he shot a 55 and fell apart, and he's a different cat today since that point. So relax, man. We've had a good show. All right? We brought Mark Yule on. People want to hear that interview. It's up right now at thehugeshow.net. You put up an hour ago. I didn't even share it. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. I was busy talking baseball with Dan Hasty, voice of the High A Tigers affiliate, the West Michigan Whitecaps. He's going to join us coming up in about 20 minutes. We're talking baseball. He'll check in. We got Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com. Wagner is gone. What's the Michigan basketball roster looking like? They got the Devontae Jones. Or is it Devontae? No, you don't know. Don't tell me. And when you walked in when I was talking to Hasty, you opened the door and said, hey, you want me to host? The Open's playing. You like one-up me in front of Hasty and Nate the Great, his sidekick. They're getting ready. They have to do the Whitecaps baseball just like the major leagues. Nobody's traveling. Problem is, when the Tigers radio team doesn't travel, they got Bally Sports Detroit for the TV guys and Comerica for the radio guys, and they're here at our 106.1 FM and AM 1340, the Ticket Studios in Grand Rapids, which is your radio home for the Tigers High A affiliate in the Midwest League, the West Michigan Whitecaps. Also, huge love to the Lansing Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons, the Dodgers Class A Farm affiliate, beautiful Dow Diamond in Midland, home to 100.9 FM. Good to have minor league baseball back all summer long. That is a good thing. So the Yule interview is up. I don't see it at thehugeshow.net. Oh, there it is. I see it. Don't give me that look. Because you shot a Sammy Hagar 55? Get over it. Just get over it, all right? Be done with it. Finito. Dan Hasty in 20 minutes on the Tigers and also the Tigers' hot prospects in the minor leagues. Who can be up? I mean, that's the solution right now with the bad baseball they're playing. I don't blame Avila. I don't blame Hinch. I blame that their minor leaguers didn't get a year of seasoning a year ago. But now you know where you are as one of the worst teams in baseball. So bring up every player. I'm not saying like Torkelson from High A West Michigan. I'm saying bring up every double A and above arm, bat, and glove to see if they're major league potential. Because I was talking with Hasty, and we'll go into it more in detail. When you look at the Tigers right now, I always play this game, and it's simple. It really, I started this even when I was watching my kids playing U Sports. You look at our team versus their team, and how many of our guys would start for the other team. And you can easily, visually, look and see where your team is at. So you ask yourself, and I love Miguel Cabrera. In his prime, he was as good as anybody to ever play the game. I love the guy. But it's obvious that he's injury prone and he doesn't have a lot left in the tank. And he's not going to see any pitches in this lineup right now. Why are you going to throw him any pitch to hit? So then if you're up there, you're seeing nothing, you're going to start swinging and missing. I just, how many, let's look at it, like the White Sox at 16 and 12, and you ask yourself, how many Tigers would start for the White Sox or Red Sox, the team they played last night? How many? How many Tigers, pitchers and position players, would start for the Red Sox who beat up on them last night? How many? Not Grossman. Maybe Candelario, not Cabrera right now, not Jonathan Scope, not Goodrum, not Ramos, not Castro, not Jacoby Jones, not Victor Reyes, or Reyes. No, nobody. Nobody. Pitching, Fulmer, Lang, Norris, Garcia, maybe. Buck Farmer, Tyler Alexander, Cisnero, They have guys, I've watched this for a long time, and it's not just on Avila. I've watched these guys that Buck Farmers, and they look like journeyman minor leaguers, fringe major leaguers, and not superstar potential. So you won when you had stars on the mound. Yeah, the bullpen's never had a lot of stars in Detroit, but in the lineup they did. Cabrera, his prime, right? Carlos Guillen, we can go down the list. Mags, that's what they need. So with this lineup right now, you're buying time. There was no expectations. And all of you screaming and yelling about the Tigers, nobody had expectations. And yeah, they're pathetic at 8-22. So what do? My feeling is, as soon as you can, you bring up the young guys. Well, you don't want to waste a year of Major League service. I don't care. Do you want them to bottom out even further? Oh, it's Hinch. It's not Hinch. He has a roster he has to work with. That's it. Fulmer is still around. Okay? 2/3 of an inning. 4 runs, 4 hits, and a walk. And can't strike somebody out. And he's got an ERA of 5. Lang's ERA is almost 8. Norris is 6.5. Garcia is 5. Farmer is 11.81, which in gymnastics would make him Nadia Comaneci. The perfect 11. Tyler Alexander's ERA is 5. Cisnero is 6.35. My God, they're a gymnastics team. They're winning a gold medal. I think Chris Ballas for TheWolverine.com is standing by. The preceding Tigers rant is not endorsed by TheWolverine.com or Chris Ballas, who's a huge Tigers fan. What would you do right now to improve the Tigers, Chris?
I'd ask Chris Illich to sell him. You know, I got to be honest, it's tough to watch. And, you know, I said back when they were trading all of their all-stars that they weren't getting enough in exchange. And everybody's like, oh, they're building the farm system and everything else. And, yeah, with a bunch of fringe major leaguers or guys that aren't going to be part of championship teams. And I understand you got to be pretty skilled and pretty talented. Like, El Avila, I don't think, is up to the task in order to build a franchise that way with a crappy payroll. And they just haven't been able to do it. So, man, it's tough to watch, though, and I don't watch anymore, and I'm guessing that most Tiger fans don't. It's an embarrassment and kind of the state of things in Detroit sports right now, isn't it, Bill?
It is. You know, when I went through the lineup, I do like Grossman, who was 3-for-3 last night. But again, he's a guy who's a fringe fourth outfielder for most teams. I'm looking at this lineup, and when you talk about everybody that the Tigers traded away, and you get some guys in there where you look at a Candelario or you look at Victor Reyes, but I'm trying to think, okay, down on the farm right now, Riley Green, oh, double A, we're going to keep him for another year. You know, the excitement on wanting to watch this team has happened when it's Casey Mize pitching well in Houston. It's Boyd pitching well. It's when the young guys, I want to see the young guys. I know that 80% of this roster probably isn't with this team a year from now. So why ride out a year, embarrass a franchise even more? Oh, you want to save Major League service time? No, get the young guys up as quick as you can and let them get the Major League experience.
Yeah, and they'll say, well, we don't want to ruin their confidence, and so on and so forth.
Okay.
But, you know, that's an excuse, and it is what it is. It's just not good. And, you know, we don't even know. And you know what? In baseball, the draft is a crapshoot anyway, so when I keep hearing tank for so-and-so, you have no clue, what a kid is going to be able to provide when he gets to the Major League level. And so I think you're right, man. Get him up here and let him see some of those nasty sliders and get him some experience and at least give hope to the fan base that has seen enough of these fringe minor leaguers. We've been watching the Toledo Mud Hens in Detroit here for the last, two, 3 years at least.
Longer than that.
And that's what I mean. Time flies, man. And it seems like a long time ago that we were watching competitive baseball. And it is so good in this city. I've been in that stadium. I was there with you, buddy.
Yankees. Right,
and,
yes.
And they deserve better. This fan base deserves better, and hopefully they'll get it.
You were in the Miller Lite suite, and Alex Rodriguez and Derek Jeter came up and said, could we get a selfie with you, Chris? And we read the Wolverine.com all the time. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I don't remember it that way, buddy.
I do. I remember it. Your son was in awe. He goes, Papa, you know Jeter and A-Rod. He goes, yeah, they read the Wolverine.com. Jeter's a huge Michigan fan. I'm like,
I tell you what Jeter is.
And I know.
That was funny. We saw him sit in front of us when they had seats on the floor several years ago. He came with a few of the Yankees and sat in the front row and was actually in school here for a couple of weeks. So they claim him, man. They claim him as a Wolverine. But, yeah, it's tough, man. It really is, Bill. And I just feel for the diehards that have been. You know, I read about these guys that have gone to every opening day for the last 60 years or something like that, and I'm thinking, who would want to sit out there and watch that crap? Because that's what it is right now. It's garbage.
Well, I go back to that Houston series when they swept the Astros, and we were just really energized by that series, but it was because how Boyd pitched, how Mize pitched. It was the excitement of a young guy, that Rule 5 pick, and Akil Baddoo, it was the young guys. There's nothing. And this isn't a personal knock on Candelario or Mazzara or Grossman or Ramos or Castro or Goodrum or any of these guys who are major leaguers who work hard. Scope, I'll go down the list. I mean, Victor Reyes, that they're not the future, okay? And sooner or later, we need to see everything that was traded away. We need to see those minor leaguers in Detroit if they can stick. I have a feeling that Riley Green's going to be a star in the big leagues. It's just a feeling watching his swing. Okay, Torkelson, I don't know. He could be a power guy like a Rob Deere and hit 28 homers a year and hit 220. I don't know. But, man, I look at Riley Green and say, why isn't he in the outfield right now? I'm serious.
Right. No, I agree. And I've seen these guys. I've been to games at West Michigan. I've seen them at Toledo. We went to more Toledo games last year than we did to Tiger games just because of that. And it's fun to fantasize about what it might be. But again, there are no guarantees. And we've seen that. How many guys that they traded, for example, the Verlander trade, none of these guys are panning out. And some of these guys have, one guy pitched 9 games. I don't even remember his name. You know, one of the guys that they got, I think, in the Verlander deal. And it's like, for crying out loud, man, you got to get something better than that. And they were just dumping contracts at that point. So, but yeah, we're going to go this year. We're going to go around and maybe we'll go to Erie. We'll go to some Toledo games, go to West Michigan. And my son was actually at the Lugnuts game last night. I know that's the A's franchise now, but it's fun to watch the young guys and see what they have to offer. Here's hoping, man, because again, we had some good years here when Jimmy Leland was here and when they were spending some money. They need to start doing that.
Miguel Cabrera is hitting .105. 105. 1.105. 105 is his average. But I'll never pile on that guy because he gave us so much in his prime that he even earns his money that's due to him. But there is a point here where, again, you start to say, who do we go down? My feeling is double A is usually the measuring stick. You see if a guy's ready to make that jump. Double A and above, any bat arm or major league arm, or any bat arm or glove. And obviously,
yeah,
major
that's what I was worried about
potential arms.
You knew he was going to come back down to earth, man. It was a nice story for a couple of weeks, but that was all it was going to be.
Well,
he saw breaking pitches.
My brother Bob, who was a second-round pick of the Brewers and has his power baseball and softball training facility, said, and he was a Rule 5 pickup of the Expos back in the late 80s. He was watching Badu, and he said, all right, now this is the bad part of being a hot young major leaguer, that they're going to figure you out, and he won't see a fastball and everything will be low and away, and there you go. And now he's hitting 205, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And you know what I'd look for? I don't know if Miguel, man, needs glasses or something. He's been in so many 0-2 counts, man, and swinging at bad pitches.
It's horrible.
That was one of the things that he never used to do, Bill. He always used to get, you know, even when he was behind in the count, you know, he would see the ball. He can't see the ball anymore. And I understand about bat speed, but there's something going on there because a guy like that shouldn't be hitting 105. I don't care. You know, he's still, yeah, he's late in his career, but he should be better than that. And like you said, he's not seeing a whole lot of pitches either, but man, that one doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, you're looking at the Detroit Tigers pro bowlers team with their averages 270, 237, 221, 217, 206, and Miguel can't even make the first five on the bowling team with 105. And I think part of it is that when you have a lineup like this, and even with Miguel when he hit early, okay, you're not going to throw him any pitches to hit, so he's going to go fishing. He's going to swing and miss. You're even out of respect to Miguel, even if he can't catch up to the fastball that you might sneak by him on 0-1 or 0-2, why would you ever throw any pitch he could hit right now?
Yeah.
Who in that lineup scares you? I get Candelario that, hey, he's decent, but who in that lineup concerns you if you're the opposition?
Nobody, and that's the problem. And, you know, it was a great complaint when you had Victor Martinez in the lineup and, you know, who do you bat third and who do you bat fourth and so on and so forth. And now it's just about trying to find guys that can put the ball in play. And, you know, when Miggy comes up with guys on base, man, you know, half the time, it's probably not a stretch to say half the time it's going to be a double play anymore. You know, it's just bad. So, and it's sad. It really is. You know, life is short, man. And we went through a big stretch of bad baseball in Detroit after several good years when we were growing up, and you know, it's an eighth of your life, man. 10 years, you know, if you're lucky. And it just stinks. I think the fan base deserves better. I'm going to be very interested to see how long it is before this fan base turns on Chris Illich. You know, I think a lot of people are already mad at him and upset, and they understood that it was going to be a rebuild and that, you know, it was a mirage. You can't keep up those contracts forever and spend like the Yankees, but you can do better than this, man. And there are a lot of teams, obviously, that are doing that.
Look at the Tigers lineup last night, and even though they put seven on the board after being down big, but their lineup, and you talk about Cabrera, and the reason why I think Candelario is hitting 270 is that he's seeing some pitches to hit in front of Cabrera. Batting cleanup at hitting 105. Jonathan Schoop batting fifth, hitting 181. Goodrum in the sixth hole hitting 205. Ramos hitting 207 in the seventh hole, followed by Castro at 196. Jacoby Jones at .148, and Victor Reyes at hitting 164. Oh, my gosh.
That's insane.
Oh, my Lord.
It is. It's the mud hens, man. It's the mud hens.
Not even that. That's not even – that is just bad – Grossman was 3-for-3 last night, and I do like his swing, but he's only hitting 221. I think you're going to pitch to the Tigers, and Grossman can hit. I like him. Candelario has shown something, but, oh, wow, I don't know how we get through it, but we'll see. And I say bring the arms and bats up. Chris, I did reach out to you. Your thoughts on Wagner leaving the shifting Michigan basketball roster for the upcoming season? Where's everything at? What's the latest from Ann Arbor?
Yeah, it wasn't a surprise. I think he thought about it a lot longer than he thought he would, just because he didn't want to leave on that note. And he mentioned that in a great article in the Players Tribune. What a great teammate. And he said his brothers were behind him. He had an awful game against UCLA, arguably his worst in a Michigan uniform. And, you know, I was talking to some Michigan coaches, and they said they've seen him make that shot time after time from the top of the key that he airballed with about 5 seconds to go, 10 seconds to go, that could have given him a win. And but it speaks to his character. You know, most guys would just say, well, it's time to go on and take the money, but he loves this place, and he finished, I think, with a 4.0 grade point average. He could have just mailed it in and said, forget it, you know, I'm going to the pros and it doesn't really matter, but he didn't do that. They're going to expect Caleb Houston to come in, a true freshman, and fill that role next year, and this kid seems capable. Did outstanding things for Team Canada. He was really good at Montverde Academy in Florida, and then adding Devontae Jones, I think, is going to be huge for them as well. Speaking with a lot of experts, they say that this kid from Coastal Carolina, I think he was second in the nation in steals last year, shot 90% from the free throw line, averaged 19 points a game. They think that he's Mike Smith plus a few inches, and so going to be a great fit in the backcourt. Still high expectations, even with Franz Wagner moving on, but you know, would have liked to see him for one more year, but you wish him all the best and a lot of luck in the NBA.
Chris, thanks for the update on Wagner and your opinion as a Tigers fan when it comes to what's going on with that baseball team. We'll talk soon.
You bet. Thanks, Bill.
All right, Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com joining us on the Meyer guest line. Meyer, proud to be a longtime partner of University of Michigan Athletics. You can gear up for Michigan quality license official team gear, huge selection for all ages inside the team gear department at your local Meyer. We'll talk about the Tigers. Dan Hasty, voice of their high A affiliate, the West Michigan Whitecaps. We'll get the latest on their minor leaguers and what he thinks the Tigers should do to rebound from 8-22. Dan Hasty in a few moments. And then the story of Grant Ewell from DeWitt High School in the Lansing area. He is the son of MHSAA Executive Director Mark Ewell. He's had an unbelievable year on and off the field, on and off the ice, and on and off the diamond. And now he is committed to serve his country with an appointment to the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. What a journey for Grant Ewell. He'll join us coming up at 5:45.
From St. Joseph to Midland, this show is huge.
In the den.
This is Matt Shepard for BetMGM. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Use the promo code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up now. New customer offers paid in free bets. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code SHEPBET100 for free bets. Because of their struggles, the Tigers are now taking solace in some little victories within a game. A loss last night to Boston sure doesn't help. They've dropped 17 of their last 18, but they did collect 10 hits for the first time since April 13th. They also scored more than 5 runs, 7 runs to be exact, the first time since a win in Houston on April 13th. The offense started to kick it in gear. Victor Reyes, Robbie Grossman, for the first time in Grossman's career, he was on base 5 times in a game. It still wasn't enough to beat the mighty Red Sox, but they're trying to take something little from another loss into another game. Game 2 of that 3-game series at Fenway.
This is your time for a good time. Now go live your life to the funnest. Leave boring behind and come to the place made for nonstop action and excitement, Saguenay Eagles Landing, where winning big at all your favorite games, tasty bites, and comfy nights all come together. The possibilities are endless, and so is the fun. It's all here, waiting just for you. So come on, Michigan, let your fun out. Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations. I think there's close to 30 across the huge radio network. For the one close to you, go to MrCarWash.com, and there you can join their unlimited wash club. Now, this is a quick and convenient way to keep your car shining all the time. It's everything you love about getting your car washed in a simple, easy-to-use, affordable plan. As an unlimited wash club member, you will enjoy all the benefits of washing as often as you like, like, no long-term contract, convenient monthly billing, and now you can be rest assured with a contactless visit. So go to MrCarWash.com right now, sign up for their unlimited wash club pass, and that means you can get your car washed at any Mr. Car Wash location across the huge radio network or anywhere in America. Sign up for the unlimited wash club pass now at MrCarWash.com, and for the location close to you across the huge radio network, you can also log on to MrCarWash.com.
Hey, it's Anthony Bellino from X's and Bros. Join me, Danny Cahalan, and Ryan Elke tomorrow morning at 6 to talk about the Lions, Wolverines, Spartans, and all things Michigan on your local station and online anytime at MichiganSportsNetwork.com.
Huge here for my friends from DraftKings. Now the hits literally keep on coming from one boxing event to the next. They grow in excitement and anticipation, and this weekend is no different, with two of the sport's most respected fighters stepping into the ring on Saturday night, and there's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And for this weekend's fight, DraftKings is offering all new users a shot at turning $1 into $55. So just download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code HUGE when you sign up. And for a limited time, all new users can bet just $1 to win $55 on this weekend's main event. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook app is going all out for new users by offering them the chance to win $55 when placing a bet of just $1 on this weekend's big fight. Only on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 years of age and older in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan, the only show where the people have a voice. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store studio. They are a Michigan-based company, so the money you spend at your local Auto Value store or Auto Value Service Center will stay right here in Michigan. Service is the difference, and they get it. At your local Auto Value bumper-to-bumper parts store, go to myautovaluestore.com to find the location close to you. Dan Hasty, he is a talented voice of the Tigers' High A affiliate, the West Michigan Whitecaps, who opened up their season last night. First opening day, even though a month late, in the last 2 years. And Dan is getting ready to call game two of the Tigers' High A affiliate season. Man, it feels like Dan is right next to us, but he's miles away getting ready for the call tonight. How you doing, Daniel?
Great to see you guys, to hear from you, Phil. Thank you. I mean, it's just great looking. And, you know, baseball field never gets old. I'll tell you that right now. And I get a chance to get out here. I mean, I was never so happy to call an 8-0 loss like I was last night when the Whitecaps lost in Fort Wayne.
Well, what has that year missed for most of these minor leaguers outside of the top prospects who were invited to that extended season training last summer? What has a year missed done to the Tigers farm system that could hold them back from trying to become a contender again?
You know, I think everyone understands where the deficiency in the system is. It's probably the position players, and that's why there's just so much riding on Riley Green. There's so much riding on Spencer Torkelson. And Green had a pretty good debut in Double A last night. A couple of hits, 2-for-5. Torkelson, not so great. 0-for-4, 0-for-3, 3 strikeouts. Did draw a walk, but saw a ton of pitches during his AB. So I guess there's something there. But for what it's worth, I mean, 3 games into his professional career, Chris Bryant went 0-for-5 with 5 strikeouts. I mean, Adley Rutschman, who was the number one pick in 2019, he went 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts last night. So before we all start collectively freaking out about Spencer Torkelson, let's just hold off and not judge a book off of its first page.
What about the Tigers at 8-22 playing some of the worst baseball I've ever seen from the Tigers? And that includes that 119 loss season. What's the short and long-term solution to kind of get people believing again?
You know, I think they're trying to find some solution. The sense that I've gotten from people around the Tigers is just that there has become kind of a developing sense of urgency to start winning some more games. Because, I mean, look, I think they hear what people are saying. I mean, they're 5 years into a rebuild, right? So there has to be better results than by far the worst record in Major League Baseball. I mean, the Colorado Rockies are looking over at the Tigers right now being like, man, those guys aren't very good right now. And that's saying something. So I think they're looking. I think they are very closely monitoring what's going on with other teams, maybe roster crunch situations, maybe some injury situations that pop up, so they can take a flyer on a guy or two and try to kickstart this offense.
Dan Hasty, he is the radio voice. Game two set for the first pitch later tonight in Fort Wayne. Tigers Class A, high Class A affiliate in the Midwest League, the West Michigan Whitecaps. When are they back at home? When will people be able to see Torkelson? And also, what are some of the other prospects on the roster right now in West Michigan that you think could be future major leaguers?
Well, the home opener is on Tuesday night, and I know that there might be a couple tickets left for that. I know that it's a sellout as of now, but maybe a couple tickets come on sale as we get closer to Tuesday. But, of course, 20% capacity, so the Whitecaps will be capped around 2,000. But, yeah, Spencer Torkelson is obviously the reason that most Tigers fans will be coming out to watch Whitecaps baseball, and obviously just to have baseball again. Of course, when we throw that first pitch on Tuesday night, it'll been 622 days since the last Whitecap game at the ballpark. So it's just amazing to think about how long it's been. It's almost 2 years. So obviously Spencer Torkelson, and then you've got Dylan Dingler. He's the number five prospect. You've got Daniel Cabrera, or Daniel Tiger, as we'll call him. He's number six. Parker Meadows is back. He's number eight. And I think overall, I think they have some talented players, but they're all getting super challenged right now because they're in high A. Guys like Torkelson, guys like Trey Cruz and Dingler and Cabrera, all these guys didn't have the luxury of playing against like just not very good talent in those lower levels of the minor leagues. Almost every guy, I mean, Riley Green and really just about everybody else always played like a short season rookie league and just dominated before they got to a level like this. So they're really just throwing these guys right into the fire.
Dan Hasty, you can listen to him online and also on our flagship station, 106.1 FM and AM 1340, The Ticket, your home for the Tigers High A farm affiliate, the West Michigan Whitecaps. Dan, have a great call tonight, game two. Good to have minor league baseball back in Michigan.
Yeah, you and me both. Good to hear your voice. Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, good to hear you, man. I wish, when this pandemic ends, I just want to reconnect with Dan and be able to see him and talk to him face to face. He's such a good man. You want to join in on the conversation? 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and also opt in on the Huge text chain, where you can text me anytime you want to. Text the word HUGE to 21,000.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
BetMGM's one-game parlay is how you turn big Major League Soccer plays into insane paydays. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Let me tell you about one-game parlay. It's an innovative feature designed to help you make selections within a single game from over 400 bet types, including team and player props. You can go ahead and take your favorite player to score, the over on corners, the total booking points during the match, and a whole lot more. Simply log on to your BetMGM account and give yourself a shot at a huge score. Make sure to get your picks in before kickoff, as your one game parlay wager must be locked in before the game even starts. New to BetMGM? That's all right. Sign up on the BetMGM app or go to BetMGM.com and raise the stakes all season long. Try one game parlay and make every play matter even more at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here from my good friend Tom Rosenbach. He's a managing partner at Bean Carter. They're one of America's top accounting and business firms. They're based in downtown Grand Rapids, and they serve all of Michigan and coast to coast in America. And now they're ready to help individuals and businesses with the second round of the PPP loans from the SBA. If you need help and you want professionals to guide you through the process and then come back and help you when it's time for forgiveness, go to beangarter.com. They'll give you all the information. All the contact info will be there at beangarter.com. That is BEENEGARTER.com. Second round of PPP loans are ready to go. Is your business ready? Are you ready as an individual? The professionals at Bean Garter can help you. Go to beangarter.com. That's beangarter.com.
Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. Professional basketball and hockey are both in the second half of the season, and we just opened up professional baseball. So now is the time for new players in Michigan. Use TwinSpires and they'll give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, $1,000 in one whole week to try out your luck. Basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, they've got it all, and you can do it all right from your phone. Download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Huge here for the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Now, they're located less than an hour north of Grand Rapids and close to where everybody's listening right now on the Huge Radio Network. They're one of America's top golf destinations. Both 18-hole layouts are now open. The wonderful Tullymore Golf 18 and St. Ives has 18 holes that will make you feel like you're in northern Michigan. So here's what you need to do. You can just book a tee time if you're within an hour or so and just want to drive in and play 18 or 36 at the Tullymore Golf Resort. Go to TullymoreGolf.com right now to book your tee time and get the phone number if you want to talk to one of their professionals inside the pro shop. That's TullymoreGolf.com. And they have great stay and play packages happening now through May. TullymoreGolf.com. Real estate. You want to build a place or buy a place at Tullymore? Everything you need is at TullymoreGolf.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Show is back live across Michigan. We're heard on 19 incredible radio stations all across the state. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. So it's no secret that Mark Ewell, executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, is a regular guest on our show, especially on Wednesdays, as Wednesdays are presented by the MHSAA. And along the way, from a distance, I've heard Mark talk with pride about his wife, who's a coach at DeWitt in the Lansing area, and his children. And I'm watching on TV, end of January, on Valley Sports Detroit, at the time I think still Fox Sports Detroit, and I see Grant Ewell play a great game for DeWitt. He helps lead them to a state championship, and I'll never forget the shot of his father, Mark, in the corner of the end zone. And the way his dad fought for all of our kids to have a fall sports season, for high school to return and find a way to incredibly finish their season in downtown Detroit. And for Mark to sit there and look at his son, who played a big part in DeWitt's football program, a huge part in terms of playing hockey, and also baseball. For him to see that after what Mark had done, taking all the arrows of people wondering why there's masks or why aren't we playing, and fighting through the pandemic, It was an amazing journey. Well, now put yourself in Grant's shoes. Here's a well-respected athlete, a great student, a wonderful friend in and out of the classroom, and you got the social networks, and he's standing up for his father in a classy way. Nothing below the belt. And he's doing this while maintaining his focus and wondering what will happen or the spring junior season he missed or what he missed at the end of the winter sports. And then I got a note that Grant had been accepted at the United States Naval Academy, which would be an appointment, and also the United States Air Force Academy. And last week, he chose to move on, serve his country, and play football in Colorado Springs at the Air Force Academy. And Grant Ewell from DeWitt High School is standing by in the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Grant?
Good. How are you?
Good, buddy. Man, what's the – take me for a high school athlete. Forget that your dad is the executive director of the MHSAA, but to lose last spring, the doubts going into the fall, the suspension of the season, then to come back with DeWitt and win the state title, and your parents and your family and your friends and your teammates and your dad standing there in the end zone, what was that like for you personally?
It's really just hard to describe. Like, it's just such a special moment with all those kids that you've grown up with, and all of us, since we were really little, always went to all the varsity football games and just looked up to every single guy that was coaching, and all of us have wanted to play for Coach Zim, and obviously, especially with my dad being there doing the job he does, it makes it even more special, because every year myself and some of my teammates would go down and just watch the finals and dream about what it could be like if we were out there.
Speaking of your father, what was it like when your father was going to bat for all kids across the state, not just his own kids or DeWitt, but, you know, you're on the social networks, your last name is there, UIL, just like your father. How tough was that on you with all the arrows he was taking connected to this pandemic?
Well, he was just a good role model for myself and my siblings and how to handle adversity, and myself and my teammates and coaches had all the confidence in the world that if anybody was going to help us play this year, it was going to be him. So that was just kind of reassuring to know that you had somebody in your corner rooting for you, doing everything they possibly could to help you play and help all of us achieve what we wanted to achieve.
Speaking of achieving, off the field, the inkling inside your heart, head, and soul to want to serve your country, what made you apply to the Naval Academy and the Air Force Academy and eventually accept that appointment at the United States Air Force Academy? What was it about serving your country?
I think it's just a special opportunity that I felt somewhat called to do. It's always been something kind of in the back of my mind that I've always kind of thought about. And I think part of the reason why it was intriguing, just because for a while it seemed pretty lofty and just challenging, so I wanted to just see how far I could go and see if I could actually do it.
You have a lot of pride in our country. Here you are, a high school senior, after everything you've been through, your family's been through, and other people all across this state and this country. A lot of pride in America with you wanting to pursue an appointment to the Naval Academy and eventually accept at the Air Force Academy. How do you feel about your country today, Grant?
Well, I'm just very thankful to be born and raised in what I believe is the best country in the world. And it's just pretty special to have an opportunity in the next 4 years and after to help help give back.
Grant Ewell is joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Three-sport athlete from football to hockey to baseball. And also here in a few moments with his DeWitt Panther teammates, they will get their state championship rings. So pictures for the baseball team, interview on the Huge Show across Michigan. And here in a few moments, the presentation of their state championship rings, and well-deserved, and a bond for athletes that will be there for the rest of their lives, that they navigated this pandemic And for Grant and his Yule family and his father, Mark, the executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, well-deserved as a father to watch a son like Grant not only excel on the field but off the field, but also choose to go serve our country at the Air Force Academy, and we'll play football in beautiful Colorado Springs. So you got a ring ceremony to get to, Grant. All right? Go get that ring.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much. Hi, Grant Yule and the Yule family. And I've met his wife. I've never met his kids. And I started connecting with Grant on Twitter on private messages where I congratulated him on the state championship. And I said, you know, you have to be proud of your father. And he says, I am. And so, back and forth, really casual conversation. But when, yes, sir. I mean, he probably thought, you know what? This guy's like a general. General Huge. Which sounds like a cartoon character. Hey, I'm General Huge. Is he the guy that sells insurance? Oh, man. I know what Mark's been through. And I know he's wore it on his sleeve. And his wife was a coach at DeWitt and his kids and so many other people. But one thing I'll say about Mark Yule is he fought for our kids to get through the pandemic, and they will see it all through three seasons this year. 24/7, everything you need is at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.